hay nuevo disco de Diana Ross. Nos ha llamado la atención esta canción que dice In the World, Just Dance, pero hay otra que dice All is Well, escrita por Rhonda Ross. ¿Y quién es Rhonda? Pues obviamente su hija, que también tiene sus propias canciones. Escuchen. Se nota perfectamente, y si ven la foto de Rhonda, entenderán que por todos lados estamos viendo a su madre, a Diana, en su voz, en su imagen, como si fuera poco, su padre, el que se inventó todo esto, Berry Gordy. Ana, y esa es la primera pregunta para Rhonda. ¿Es muy complicado ser la hija de Berry Gordy y Diana Ross?
Good morning. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. And Rhonda, we want to begin this interview by asking you, is it very complicated, perhaps hard, being the daughter of Diana Ross and Berry Gordy?
Hola, hola. Buenos días. Buenos días. Thank you. First of all, thank you for that beautiful introduction. I understood it, even though it was in Spanish and that's not my first language. I speak enough that I understood it, so I appreciate it. Thank you. You know, people ask me that all the time. Is it complicated to be the daughter of two world-renowned icons? And I would say that I feel very blessed to have them as my parents. They are incredible human beings, incredibly focused, incredibly filled with their own personal power and with their own joy and their own direction. And I learned so much about how to navigate life from watching them. So, and I also have been very loved by them. So I feel very thankful, and I have no complaints about being their daughter. That said, it has been a challenge for me, or my challenge has been to create an artistry that is my own. And I've been able to do that, and I'm very proud of that. I have created a music that is mixed between jazz and R&B and funk, but the lyrics are all about empowerment and self-responsibility and personal power. And so I feel very proud of what I have created and built musically in this world.
Agradece por la introducción, dice que es hermosa, entendió así el español no sea su primera lengua, dice que todo el tiempo le preguntan por eso, por sus padres, y si es difícil ser hija de dos íconos, ella se siente afortunada, son seres humanos increíbles, enfocados, con poder personal, divertidos, cada uno con su propia dirección, que le enseñaron a navegar la vida y la forma de ver la vida de una manera diferente, se siente amada por ellos y está agradecida. Pues después de eso, el reto fue crear un artista con sello propio y lo ha logrado, está orgullosa de eso, de crear su propia música con jazz, R&B, funk, unas líricas únicas que hablan del empoderamiento, la responsabilidad y el poder personal.
Pues ella escribió con su madre, con Diana, una canción del nuevo disco de Diana, el disco número 25, pero ella tiene su propia música, Rhonda, la estamos escuchando. Esta es Rhonda Ross cantando, interpretando sus canciones también. ¿Había la posibilidad de que Rhonda Ross fuera doctora, fuera arquitecta, fuera abogada, o estaba en su destino que tendría que ser cantante como su madre?
Rhonda, was there ever a possibility that you turned out into a lawyer, a doctor, engineer? I mean, anything else that's not an artist? I mean, was that a possibility, or was it always in your path to be a singer just like your mom?
It was always in my path to be an artist because I was raised around artists, and that's what I saw, and that's what I learned from. I saw lives that were I saw my mother living a life that she had created for herself, that she loved, that she didn't feel she needed to take a vacation from or retire from, a life that she was very proud of. And I knew that I wanted to build a similar life. It didn't have to be singing, but I knew it was going to be a life that I was in control of, where I could guide myself. And it happened to be singing, but it's not just singing. I sing, I write, I'm an actress, all of those things. I'm also a mother. And so I knew that I was going to create a life that was of my creation, no matter what.
Rhonda, but do you prefer to be an actress or a singer?
I get that question a lot. To me, they're the same. As an artist, I practice the arts in many different ways. And also, as someone who teaches people and inspires people how to harness the power within themselves, their personal power, I do that in many different ways. I do that through my music, but I also do that through my acting, and I also do that through my writing and my public speaking. So I, to me, it's they're all connected. It's hard. It's impossible and also not necessary to choose one over the other.
Find a glimmer in the summer sunset hue. I'm the colored dawn that births a day new.
Tinante, porque es el mismo tono, es el mismo color de voz de Diana. Rhonda Rose, In Case You Didn't Know, en caso de que tú no lo supieras. Rhonda, we know about your mother, about concerts, about the new record, their performances, but we don't know too much about Berry Gordy. He's 91, he's going to be 92. How is his life? How is his health?
Thank you for asking. He is remarkable. He's in remarkable health. Very strong, very healthy, but also very strong. He walks and runs every day. He plays golf every day. He plays tennis every day. He's been a vegan for maybe 15 or 20 years now. And so he's in remarkable shape. And early next month, December 4th, I believe, he's going to be the recipient of a Kennedy Center honor. The Kennedy Center Honors is going to honor him and celebrate him as a tribute to his life in the arts. He's doing incredibly well, and I'm happy to say that.
That's great. Please say hello to him. He's my hero. Let me ask you another question of your personal life. Do you anytime have a delicious Sunday barbecue with Berry and with Smokey Robinson?
Yes. Yes. Well, first of all, Smokey and my father are best friends. So they are together often. And oftentimes when I'm with one, I'm with both. And yes, we spend a lot, not so much during COVID, unfortunately, but we have spent many afternoons, evenings, events together, where we just are just, like you said, having a, not so much a barbecue, because like I said, my father is vegan, so he doesn't eat meat, but together and for a meal and enjoy each other. But also, my father has 7 other children, and we often get together as a group, especially Father's Day, and spend time together. And on my mother's side, my mother's got 5 children, and we are always together, always finding opportunities to be together. We really, really enjoy each other. So yes, I've been lucky to spend time, family time, with each of them.
How did you like the documentary, that series about how was the inside of becoming the Motown?
I thought it was very good. You know, my father had a lot to do with that documentary, but also before the documentary, he wrote the book for the Motown musical, the musical that was on Broadway. And so I think that when one gets the chance to tell their own story, especially a story as big as Motown, and especially a story that has had so many alternate versions told, and so much innuendo and assumption and rumor, it's really powerful and important that this man has gotten a chance on two occasions, both with the play on Broadway and also with the documentary, to tell his own story. To tell. That's one of the biggest powers we have, is to tell our own story.
Rhonda, has been a pleasure, and please, regards to your father, because him, we have you, we have Diana, we have the Supremes, we have Marvin, we have Smokey, we have all this. That's the best part of the musical history on Detroit, Michigan. Thank you for your time. Say hello to your mom, and we hope that one day you can come and sing your beautiful music to Columbia.
Oh, thank you so much. I've so enjoyed speaking with you. If anyone's more interested in what I do, my music, I teach songwriting, I do all kinds of things. My website is therondaross.com, www.therondaross.com, and you can know everything about me there. And also on social media, Facebook, Instagram, I'm The Rhonda Ross.
Thank you, Rhonda. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hay que traducir, Alberto.
No, sí, es lo más...
Producto del momento más bello de la música de Detroit, de ese pueblo de la fábrica de automóviles, donde un trabajador de la fábrica, que era su padre, Berry Gordy, decide crear un sello discográfico con la disciplina de la Ford Motor Company. Y ahí... En esa pequeña casita, en ese pequeño pueblo, nace Motown Records. Grace, muy ejecutivo, qué mujer tan feliz.
Bueno, sí, imagínense. Muy amable.
No, y el elogio de Julio que quedó como Paola. Un elogio muy sentido.
Bueno, le hago un resumen ejecutivo, Julio, porque bueno, se nos está acabando el tiempo.
No, demórese contaba... todo lo que quiera, porque es que lo merece. Lo amerita.
Oh. Bueno, Rhonda nos contaba que en su destino siempre estaba ser artista, porque fue criada por artistas. Eso fue lo que aprendió en su vida. Vio a su madre crear una carrera por sí misma y nunca se sentía Diana como que se quería ir de vacaciones o estar en retiro. Siempre estuvo muy orgullosa de la vida que construyó, y ella sabía que quería eso, lo mismo que su mamá, no precisamente cantando, porque ella hace otras cosas también, pero sí quería el control de su vida, guiarse a sí misma. Ella también, además de cantar, actúa, escribe, entonces todo eso lo aprendió de su madre. Sobre si prefiere ser actriz o cantante, dice que le preguntan mucho eso. Ella es una artista y para ella el arte se expresa en muchas maneras. Su idea es inspirar a la persona, ya sea actuando o cantando, y mandarle ese mensaje del poder personal a través de la música o la actuación, de sus letras, de las conferencias, porque también es conferencista, entonces para ella todo está conectado. Sobre Berry, le pregunta a Julio cómo está él, dice que está muy bien, fuerte, saludable, camina todos los días, corre todos los días, juega golf todos los días, tenis, es vegano, lleva 20 años más o menos, por lo menos siendo vegano, entonces está en muy buena forma. Nos dice que el diciembre 4 va a recibir un honor del Kennedy Center y lo van a celebrar, es un tributo a su vida y lo que le ha entregado al arte. Y le pregunta Julio si pasa tiempo con Smokey Robinson y Berry también. Dice que Smokey es el mejor amigo, están juntos muy seguido, en el COVID no tanto, pero sí pasaron muchas tardes y noches y eventos juntos, no precisamente un asado porque como nos decía es vegano, pero sí compartieron mucho tiempo con los otros hermanos, porque el padre tiene 7 hijos y la madre tiene también 5 hijos, entonces tratan siempre de estar juntos el día del padre, la madre, y buscar oportunidades para compartir. Y sobre el documental de Motown, nos dice que le gustó, que su padre tuvo mucho que ver con ese documental y que escribió además un libro antes de Motown, entonces tuvo la fortuna de escribir su propia historia, primero en Broadway y luego en el documental. Ya terminé. Ah, bueno, y hace su cuña, que por favor se metan a therondaross.com, ahí pueden aprender de ella, de su música y todo.